Hello, it is Coach MJ here. I am getting on here today so that I can show you how I set up my No BS planner. So many of you reached out and asked, what's the best way to set up my planner? Well, I don't know the best way, but I know the way that I do it, and I want to share it with you today. So I use a couple of things as I'm setting up my planner. One are these write and erase spiral slide-in bookmarks from Avery. This is what they look like. There will be a link in this video to how you can order those from the Zon. So, and I'll show you how I use them in my planner. The other thing I have are my famous sticky notes, little tabs, these little, you know, sticky tabs. You can get them anywhere. And then also paper clips. So there are several ways that you can set up your planner. For me, the hardest thing to ever remember to do when we first got the habit tracker was to do the habit tracker. I would write my plans and assessments like a boss, but I always forgot to go back and look and fill in the habit tracker. So what I have done is I put one of those little tabs, they just slide into the spiral so that whenever I come in and sit down in the morning, it prompts me to go back and do my habit tracker. So whenever I open it up, here's my habit tracker. It's right there. So the other thing is you can do it several ways. You can either use these little tabs or just a little sticky note or even a paper clip to mark where you are on your weekly plans so that you're not having to flip through and look through everything to find your place in your No BS planner. So for me, this is a new planner. And so I just open up. This is the one I did for the first day of the week, and I just keep going through it, right? And so next week, whenever I start, I just flip to the next section, and it takes me to the next week. And I do that every week as I complete my planner. For the week, whenever I start on Monday, my fresh new week of stats, I just put a sticky note there, I put a tab there, or I just put a paper clip there so that whenever I get up in the morning, it's so easy for me just to go and see exactly where I am in the planner. I don't have to flip through, I don't have to look through, I don't have to anything. I just have to flip to where I am in the book. So that is how I make weight loss super simple for me. The other thing that I've done is this month I'm doing 30 days of drinking journal prompts. So I put another one of those spiral dividers back on the drinking prompts so that I know exactly where I am in my No BS planner so that I can just open it to that page and know exactly where I am. The next thing I've done is I put a paper clip on journal pages. So I know exactly where to get to the journal pages and where my discovery, you can see I've already filled some out, discovery worksheets are. So that is how I set up my planner. And I will tell you, there is no right or wrong way to do it. It is just what makes it easiest for you. So for me, this is how it's easiest for me. Like I said, you can use the tabs, you can use stickies, you can use those spiral slide-in bookmarks. And I also like to write my goals on the, you can do it for the month, for the year, for whatever you want. And I just write them here, right here, right? And so the easiest way I have figured out, because they're erasable, which is awesome. So you can either write in pencil. So, and my pencil says fucking brilliant, which is awesome. And then, or you can use the felt tip pen. Both of those are so simple to just wipe off if you, you know, are tracking like your goals for the day or your goals for the year or your goals for the month, just so that you can have them in several places. You can just wipe them off and write on them again. So easy. So that is how I set up my planner. And I realized, you know, I was beating myself up about this whole habit tracker mess whenever I couldn't ever remember to go back and do it. And I finally realized it was just a process problem. It was not an MJ problem. I just needed a process in place to make it super simple for me, which is exactly what I've done. So whether you mark your place in your journal with the slide-in dividers or a tab or a sticky note or a paperclip, it really doesn't matter. Just make it so easy for you that it's, you know, you just get up in the morning, flip to the pages. It's so nice that everything is in one book. So you just have one book. You just figure out the best way for you to find your place in the book and make it easy on yourself. That's what I did. I hope it was helpful.